Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're going to deviate a little bit from our continued talk about the American development model. We have a special guest here at USA Hockey, Ben Eaves, who played for a long time for the various levels of hockey, including the national champion Boston College Eagles. And obviously, many of you know the name Eaves from obviously Ben's dad, Mike, who long coach at the National Team Development Program and long run at the University of Wisconsin. So, hey, Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. Happy to be here.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was, as you were telling us that, you know, you're thinking your playing days are over, or you've had a couple of concussions, and so it's always important, I think, to continue to get the word out there about concussions, about the severity of them, and how it really is important to really do the proper things to make sure that you're not only able to get back on the ice, but able to resume a normal life. Just want to start with, how did it all start? When did you suffer your first concussion?
I believe my first concussion happened sometime in high school, probably my sophomore or junior year. Took a nice little hit from an older junior player, and it was the first time I think I really had my bell rung and saw some stars. And, you know, might have had a couple more along the way, but this last one over in Finland was the big one that I think is going to, you know, finally end my career.
I mean, was it a bad hit? I mean, was it a cheap shot? Was it just a typical hockey play? I mean, what can you describe what happened? Or
I think it was a hockey play. I think some hockey plays, unfortunately, walk that line of being clean and dirty. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it was just I was not prepared for the hit. And the trauma to my neck and my head, I just haven't been able to recover from that and get through a full hockey game ever since.
Go back to the first time when you had a concussion. I mean, how much time did you take off? Did you come right back into the game? Or were you able to just sit out and rest a bit? Or how what was it like?
I think I was done for the game that night. But at the same time, I think I was on the ice in a couple days. And I mean, even looking back 15 years ago to today, the base of knowledge and the awareness that we have is completely changed. And I hope it's for the better, because we're seeing some of the long-term effects of people who have been hit repeatedly in the head. And it's something that, until you go through it, and reading about it's one thing, but when you're living it and when you're really struggling with it, it's a whole nother deal.
What was it like this last time when you were over in Finland? I've heard from people that it's hard to sleep, it's hard to concentrate, it's hard to even like watch TV. Was that how it was like for you? Or?
It was all the above there. I struggled with light, I struggled with noise, my balance was off. Some days I couldn't turn on the TV, there was just too much stimulation. And then along with that, I think what they don't talk about as well, there comes a lot of situational depression, mm-hmm. where you're not able to do things and see other people or live a life that you think you should be living. And when all those things mix together, it really is, you know, something that needs to be talked about and needs to be addressed, because there's a lot of athletes who are dealing with that.
Most important question is how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. I've been very blessed. The team Jokerit in Finland had some great doctors and neurologists who took care of me. I've seen some great people since I've been back in the U.S. and I'm over 3 weeks now with no migraines or no issues at all. So hoping to continue that streak.
And, you know, one of the things we've talked to people over the course of time, we've talked to people like Jim Johnson, we've talked to Jeremy Roenick, other you know, top-notch hockey players who have dealt with this. And one of their messages to kids is, you know, you've got to really take care of yourself. I mean, hockey players, you're all team-first kind of guys. You want to get back out there as quickly as possible, and so you don't want to take that time off. But I wanted to just see what you thought about, I mean, what kind of message would you give to, let's say, a young kid, you know, who maybe has, you know, suffered some of the symptoms of a concussion?
I think you need to be very vocal and very honest with it. Hockey is, you know, warrior mentality, and like you said, it's a team mentality. But when something is, you know, affecting your head and affecting your day-to-day life, I think you need to let people know about it. And hopefully now that the awareness is starting to get out, that the coach or the parent in charge will then, you know, go through the proper channels in order to get you some help. But it's one of those things where for so long, hockey players and other athletes just toughed it out, and we're seeing, you know, the result of that today. And so hopefully when young kids do start to feel these symptoms, they're comfortable saying, hey, something's wrong with me and I need to get help.
It doesn't make you weak, and it doesn't make you, you know, not a team guy.
No, definitely not. I mean, hockey players, we play through, you know, broken bones and bruises, and that will always be a great part of the game. But when you're having these head issues, this is something that could affect you for, you know, your entire life if you're not careful.
Have you had any people in the sport reach out to you who maybe have gone through some of the same things that you did? And if so, how, what kind of a comfort and help was that?
It was nice. It was just really comforting to know that I wasn't alone, that other people like Jimmy Johnson or even my dad, Mike, that, you know, there comes a time when it's like, that's enough. There's something wrong and I have to stop for my future health. And it's not an easy decision, but it's just nice to know that other people have gone through those same battles and they're like, hey, you know, things will be okay. Take care of yourself and, you know, enjoy your life. And now you can start giving back to the game.
And can you just describe the decision process for you? I mean, obviously you grow up playing hockey. You know, the name Eaves is synonymous with excellence in the sport. Can you just talk a little bit about the decision? And I mean, I'm sure it wasn't something that you entered into lightly.
No, not at all. I just was able to sit down with, you know, a real renowned neurologist in Helsinki and then also with Dr. Jeffrey Kutcher at the University of Michigan here, another neurologist. And just based on my tests and my baseline scores, we had a conversation. And basically what it came down to, it was just a year of symptoms where I was not getting any better. I was unable to finish a hockey game start to finish. And they just kind of said in their own way that if this was my head, I would probably step away. And just hearing that from these people and having some of those same internal feelings where something's not right upstairs, and I think it is time to step away.
And so then the big million-dollar question, what is next for Ben Eaves? Obviously, I can't imagine it doesn't involve hockey.
You know, I'd love to pursue something else, but, you know, hockey is in my blood. I wake up every day and I'm checking the scores and seeing how my friends are doing or how my brother's playing or my dad's team, and it's a part of who I am. I love it, and I'm really excited to see what the next chapter is going to be.
That's excellent. Well, we certainly wish you nothing but the best, but I want to just close and ask you just your message to kids out there and coaches and parents, but your message when it comes to dealing with, you know, dealing with a concussion.
Again, if I think it's something that has to be taken care of right away, if there's an issue from a kid or a parent's perspective, you know, bring it up, ask questions and get involved, because these concussions are not going away. Our sport is getting faster. Players are stronger. And it's something that, unfortunately, we're going to have to continue to deal with. But ask questions and take it seriously, because it's something that can have a big effect on your day-to-day life.
Absolutely. Well, that's great advice. Well, we wish you nothing but the best moving forward. And thank you for taking the time and talking about what's obviously a difficult but very important topic with us today.
My pleasure, Harry. Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will return next time with another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.